Welcome to another episode of our Heart and Soul Show. And today, our topic is protection. Do you protect your energy regularly? And what form do you take? And of course, protection is in all areas. It can be body protection, like clothes against the cold, or protecting your home. You close and shut your door, lock your door, and of course, energetically, spiritually, and also your mind. And it's just amazing. I love, 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 staying in a safe energy. And I think safety is something that many, many people are needing at the moment. So, in this protective, safe space, welcome, Janet.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, I think this is a really, really important topic for us to talk about, particularly as light workers. We have to be an empath and energy healers. We're very aware of the balance of things when things shift. And it feels at the moment there's lots of energetic shifts going on in the world. There's things coming to light that we're hearing about. There's darkness, and we have to, protect our light. And I was, listening to something I was shared with you, and the lady was talking about when we're doing certain work, for example, when we're doing spiritual work or energetic work, we need to protect ourselves. And I thought, I'm really bad at doing that. I forget. I'm human, I forget. And I thought, I really need to start focusing on this because there's a feeling that if you're doing this sort of work now in the world, that you could be targeted. So we're going to talk today about different ways that we know about how to protect yourself, protect your home against the darkness. Let's call it that, the darkness, shall we? Maybe you call it something else, but yeah, let's call it that we can protect ourselves, because I think the period of what we're going through right now, it is important. If you're into doing this work, you're aware of the light energy, the light, and that's where we want to be. But at the same time, the duality of things, we also have the darkness. Even within us, we have that light and dark, that light and shadow side of ourselves. So I think it's really, we really need to protect ourselves right now, or we can come under attack. So, Caroline, when it comes to protecting yourself, I know when you work with your clients, what do you do?
Of course, I always invoke Archangel Michael. It's just, even when I walk in the city, maybe not so in the darkness, I always ask Archangel Michael to protect me. Just by asking him to protect me, or imagine having a blue cloth of protection around me, or even as a pyramid. Really gorgeous blue, sort of indigo blue, kind of gorgeous color with Archangel Michael. And also, when I was going through my divorce, I realized that the new lady in his life was sort of energetically attacking me. And I then put myself into a mirror ball with outside mirrors, sort of like in a ball and all the mirrors outside. And that means that whatever was coming my way was reflecting back to the sender and keeping me protected, because otherwise it would pull me down and I would feel exhausted, angry. Yeah, like under attack, you didn't know where things was coming from. And so these are gorgeous methods. And of course, When you're in the car, I always ask Archangel Michael to protect me, including the car, and also keeping me awake and focused on driving. And yeah, if you go on a plane or public transport, you can also ask for protection. These is are sort of the daily routines. And especially as working with a client, I hold a safe space, you know, extra protection and angels around in that circle, in that energy field I work with my client. And it's so important just to have that safe space. So only in that safe space we can relax and trust each other and feel comfortable and letting go. Because when we are under stress and not so sure, we can't really, yeah, let go, because then we are sort of holding on, we are sort of tight. And yeah, these are a couple of ones. And you can also add, for a long while I used pink light around me just to feel more loving with myself as well, you know, have that loving feeling. Or white light, just this. And of course, recently with that golden future, golden era coming in, having that gold light around me. But also for me, it's important before I protect myself, I clear my energy, because otherwise I trap in sort of other stuff inside the protection. So how do you ask for protection, or what remedies do you?
Well, I have to say, as I said, I've been very remiss doing this sort of work at the moment, so I need to just remind myself that is a habit whenever you're doing this sort of work. I, like you, I love the visualization of being in that golden iridescent bubble, that my aura is like that, where nothing bad can penetrate, but good can get out, the light can get out, but the darkness can't get in. And that sort of, I know that, you know, I've talked before about sort of the Christ light. I feel that that's part of that golden iridescent light of protection. I mean, Diana Cooper is somebody that we both follow and love her work. She also talks about the white flame of Atlantis, that very purifying, cleansing, clearing white light is beautiful as well. You also mentioned Archangel Michael, the pyramid, and I think that's a lovely one that I've started to use, both imagine it over myself but also over my home. I mean, recently I also, or actually last year, I did a practice of anointing my home. Now, it was really funny because I got the oils, I blessed the oils, and I asked, called upon the divine for protection, and I did the doors and windows around my home. And then my husband came and goes one day, "Why is it all sticky here?" And he was like wondering what was wrong. He thought there was a problem with like the paint work. And in the end, I had to say, "Well, I've anointed the house." They went, "You did what?" And I said, "Yeah, I have to protect the house." So he's like going, he just goes, "Right, okay, whatever. At least now I know what it was." I felt that that was really important, because I just feel energetically there's just so many shifts going on, and there's it's like bubbling up, but also, and that's why there's so many light workers here at this time, because we're here to do our job, our role, as part of the big awakening and this and the changes that are coming. But it is important to protect ourselves. I have my tree of life I bought in Bali. Do you remember we did our little sort of blessings? It was blessed, and I do love when I wear that. Like you, when I'm driving in the car, I call upon my angel team to keep me safe. You know, there's a lot of different things. Also, if you are religious. I mean, I still believe in God, but maybe not in the same way as the religious books teach about God. God to me is a loving entity. But prayer, the power of prayer to protect someone we love as well is very important. So, if you've got children going out into the world, or somebody's in hospital going through something, the power of prayer, and with that love energy that it's infused with, really creates a protection for that person as well. So we've got to look at what feels right for us, because what's right for one person, certain talismans, for example, are not for me, but some people do find them very, very protective. It really depends what your heart and soul calling is. So there's lots of different ways. I mean, obsidian is a great crystal for absorbing all of that negative energy. So wearing a piece of obsidian or having it around your home or in different rooms, that's another great one. Yes. Sorry, I've rattled on there.
Oh, you shared so many wonderful, wonderful insights, and that's the thing we love to inspire and share different ideas, and our listeners and viewers try things out, see what suits you. We just love to inspire you with all our topics, and yeah, and grounding and in nature. I
Grounding.
think grounding is also important, that we feel home.
My
And
goodness.
like you said, protect your home, the area you work in, bring plants, anything that sort of uplifts the energy. And like the African violet, I love that gentle little flower, is really protective. It helps also during your sleep, or in your office. And yeah, protection is also about healthy boundaries. We are sensitive souls. We are giving, we love, we are giving hearts. We love to help others. And yeah, recovering doormats, sometimes still having a hard time saying no. But I think that's also, and for me, healthy boundaries is more like having a rose bush around my garden, my energy. It's not like it's a strict electric fence or something, but a gentle, gentle way of, yeah, like for me, it's always like a rose bush, and then you can still talk to people over your fence. You have a gate, you can let in people, but also send them back out. And I think it's all about that loving, nurturing, gentle, kind energy, to stay in that energy. And I think that's really important, that, yeah, staying in your own kind of energy. And I think that happens when we are not protected. We are sort of sucked into other fields, and then we sort of forget, who am I, or what's going on, and just staying grounded, protected. And of course, it's also about having kind thoughts, because when we and stop gossiping, I have a couple of friends, family members that love to gossip, and that just pulls you down. And that's sort of like sending out bad energies to others and pulls you down. So be observant of what you share, how you share it, and also how you talk to yourself.
Yes.
That's really, and there I always, when I realize my beautiful mind is going in overdrive, sort of down the rabbit hole with, oh God, I just wrap the brain in beautiful pink light, soothe it, put my hands on my heart, and focus on the breathing. So that's sort of calming my mind and coming back into my heart, soul, and into my kind of energy. And then I start being kinder with myself, kinder with the world around me. And I think what we send out, we receive, right? So it's all in that kind of balance, being observant of yourself. And yeah, like you said, sometimes we forget protecting ourselves. That's okay, as long as we sort of stand in that light, like you said, in our golden bubble, in our white light, and share that light. I feel then the universe protects us with our work, but also being aware that when we get pulled into something or things are happening, just being aware of the energy that's going on, and whether it's yours or someone else's, clear it. Put maybe an extra layer of protection around you. I mean, yeah, we spoke about Diana Cooper. She's amazing and so inspiring. And I loved her, Archangel Ball around you, and Mother Mary, and all those really beautiful angels around you, loving you and helping to raise your vibration and your energy so you can come back to your heart and soul and connect to your own true essence.
I love that.
Yeah, protection is important. And I mean, on another daily topic is, now that it gets darker and I go out with the dog, I realized I need sort of a little light thing, when it's too dark, just that drivers
Yes,
can
perfect.
see me. So that's another form of protection, just to be aware that sometimes we don't see so well in the dark. And then if we're sort of around, make it easy for others to see, notice you, and feel safer.
Yeah. Can I share a story? I was just thinking back to whenever I was working in an office in Zurich, and we had someone who was always very difficult. He wasn't the easiest to work with. He wasn't a particularly nice person at times. And I shared the role with another girl, and we both struggled with this personality. And I remember learning about protection, and I thought, no, I'm going to start using this. And before I'd walk in the door in the morning, I would stand at the front door and I would imagine myself. And it was funny because when visualization is a big thing for me, and I would see myself in a suit of armor. I would, like that silvery reflective suit of armor, right? And I would go in. And I'd have a great day, and he would leave me alone, nothing. And the days I would forget to do that, I would have a difficult day. And I thought, oh, there's definitely something to this. And I told my friend, I said, this is what you need to do. And she tried it, and she went, that worked. I said, it does work. So, people would go, try it for yourself. Try it in situations where you're going in that you know that can be potentially challenging, and put that protection in place, and be surprised, you'd be pleasantly surprised the difference that it actually makes. Now, I didn't go around clunking around the suit of armor, it was just a visualization, but that silvery, because it was like a silvery white light, it protected me, and it made all the difference. So I need to, this is great talking to Caroline, because it always reminds me of all the things that I keep forgetting and I need to be doing. So yeah, protection is really, really important for our everyday lives. I mean, even as Caroline says, even on the practical levels, taking care of ourselves, on the spiritual level, energetic level. There's lots of different ways. And if you look online, you will find lots of different things. And even today, when I was walking to quick walk with my dog down by the sea, it had rained this morning. And over the sea, there was a beautiful part of a rainbow. And that always makes me think of like God's protection, and the those lovely colors. So that also reminded me of what with the topic we're talking about today. So it's just lovely to feel that connection, to feel that, yeah, when you've asked for that protection, particularly from the angels, ascended masters, all supporting you, you really do feel you are supported. You don't feel you're going alone. You don't feel you're doing it on your own. And particularly for the work that we do, we are often on our own, unless we're with a client. And it's kind of nice to have that, to not feel that you're on your own, which is nice.
Definitely, definitely feeling supported, safe, and yeah, seeing the signs, you know, be open for that. Sometimes I see on dark gray days, I feel, and then I see sort of the sun coming just a little through the clouds, and I was,
Yes.
thank you for the sign. Yes, there's light in every day. And it's so important, or like rainbows, it's always so cheerful. And yeah, ask for protection, find your way, what suits you, and play with it. I think it's just like, don't feel too rigid, you know, but if you need that suit of armor, take it on and just notice how it makes a difference or doesn't, and try something else. And yeah, feel
Exactly.
free to reach out to us. We're always happy to hear from you. Any kind of feedback is great, or you
Yeah.
can always read up on the blog posts on our websites. Anything else on the, yes, I think our websites need sometimes protection as well, right?
Yes, I've had a few issues with mine at times. That's why I'm sort of feeling at times, is there something attacking? And it is, it's interesting, but absolutely, things that, you know, yeah, our business tools, anything that we're putting out there, you know, it is important. But I love that you say, you know, be playful with it, because it is about finding the right thing that works for you, that you feel comfortable with, because it's all about the light and not feeling heavy. I mean, that's why I love that bubble of light, because it just feels like it's just so lovely.
Yes, it's so cozy and sort of like a beautiful wrap of love around you, isn't
Yeah,
it?
like this, like, no, just that you're being hugged. But yes, that you do feel so. Yeah, try different things. I mean, if you know, if you've got a different form of protection that you use, that you love, that we haven't talked about, please share it with us, because we're always interested to learn new things. Or, you know, if you try any of the suggestions, again, as Caroline says, let us know. Let us know how it's worked for you, because we'd love to hear from you.
It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Janet, and yeah, reminding ourselves as well, you know, how important protection is. And yeah, we'll be here again in a week's time with another fabulous topic. And thank you so much for being here.
Love and light, blessings, everyone.